I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Yes, I was looking to speak with Madison's mom. Is this Miss B?
Yes, this is her. Who's this?
Yeah, okay, my name is Kyler Corsington, and I go to school with your daughter, Maddie.
You go to school with my daughter?
Yes, I go to school with your daughter, Maddie. My name is Kyler Corsington.
Okay, your name is Kyle. What was it?
Kyler. Kyler with R. Kyler.
Kyler. Kyler.
Yes, Kyler.
Kyler.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance, ma'am. Anyway, I was calling you because I had to tell you that Maddie and I had a disagreement the other day, and I wanted to be an adult about it and bring it up to you so maybe you can help us come to a resolution. Resolution?
Okay, what happened?
Well, okay, so here's the problem, okay? So, Maddie, your daughter?
Yes?
Yeah, she's a f***ing snake. Snake in the grass.
Excuse me, did you just call my daughter a snake?
Yeah, I'm going to correct you just a little bit. I call her a f***ing snake because you have
okay, you know what? That's just inappropriate.
It is
What's
inappropriate.
Your name again, Tyler?
No, and I completely agree with you, ma'am. Is it inappropriate that you're raising a snake?
Okay, you know what? Okay, set aside your judgments. Why don't you tell me what the issue is?
The issue is this. Your daughter sells Girl Scout cookies, which honestly I think is kind of funny anyway because she's a little older to be a Girl Scout. Don't you think? Like,
what is the issue here, Tyler?
Okay, well, so here's the issue, and that's why I sound so upset. I go to the grocery store to sell chocolate bars to raise money for a space camp because I want to be an astronaut someday. That's super cute of me. And anyway, she's been there snaking all my customers. Your daughter is snaking my customers.
Okay, Tyler, you need to stop with the words, okay? She's not a snake. My daughter is not a snake.
Snake in the grass. She's poisonous snake.
She's been selling at that supermarket for over 5 years now, so she actually has a right to be there. So okay. Maybe you need to find a different supermarket to sell
Girl Scout cookies. Oh my God. Tell me you're joking, okay?
You know what? Watch your language because this is the last time I'm going to tell you.
Tell me what?
This is the last time I'm going to tell you to watch your language,
okay,
Tyler.
Okay, so you got to stop your sentence there, and I thought there was more to it, but I guess there wasn't more to it. Anyway, that's my turf.
I can't even understand you right now. If you need to slow down speak clearly.
Okay, so I talk kind of fast when I get really upset, and I'll slow down for you, okay? Because obviously it takes you a while to process things. Your daughter
is... It takes me a while to process things, Tyler. You are hard to understand.
I would be hard to understand for somebody who doesn't have the mental capacity to understand me. Your daughter is on my turf, and she needs to back off or else. I hope that makes some sense to you.
It's nobody's turf, okay? Everyone can share, and she's been there for over 5 years. I don't know why you're calling me about this. Maybe you should speak to your mom about this.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so who wants Thin Mints over some chocolate bars? Can you answer me that? Nobody.
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
Thin Mints.
I don't know what that is.
Thin Mints. They sell them in Girl Scout cookies. Sell them in Thin Mints.
Slow down.
The Thin Mints.
To eloquate your words.
The little chocolate cookies that the Girl Scouts sell. The Thin Mints.
She doesn't sell cinnamon mints. I don't know what that is.
Thin Mints. That's cinnamon mints. It's Thin Mints. The tiny little cookies with chocolate. Thin. Skinny.
Are you saying Thin Mints?
Ooh, you just cussed at me?
I don't care if you care. I don't care that I swore at you. You can get on me about that. You've been swearing at me this whole entire call.
Ooh, that's 2 times that you swore at Meyer. I bet you feel bad right now because you swore at a child.
The only person I feel bad for is your mother because she has to raise someone just like you.
Yeah, you too, especially because she's made up. She doesn't even exist.
I can't even understand you.
I said she doesn't exist.
What?
I just said my mom doesn't exist. Kyler doesn't exist. This whole thing is just a made-up phone call, and it's really frustrating me.
Who's this?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your daughter Maddie set you up.
This is a prank phone call?
Yes, it's a prank phone call. My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Your daughter Maddie listens to our show and wanted me to play a joke on you.
This is that stupid radio station she listens to.
Well, yeah, I think so. She said you don't really like our show, so that's why she wanted to prank you, because I guess you tell her not to listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, nice to meet you.
Well, it's not nice to meet you, and you wasted my time.
Well, I don't know if it was a waste. Can I buy some of those Thin Mints from you, some of those Girl Scout cookies?
You know what? It's still not funny.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
I don't think so.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5. Just a